Can you talk about third and seven? I guess they got one timeout left, 2 minute warning. Run the ball there, kind of a safe play. Instead of maybe giving Freeman or Vincent Jackson or somebody a chance to get your first down.
Yeah, there's two ways to play it. You know, you can try to throw the ball. We decided to run the ball and make them use their timeout or let it tick. You know, my thinking was if we can punt the ball away, and if we get a stop, the game's over. They got no timeouts. If we don't get the stop, so we put it on the defense, and we didn't you know come up with the stop. When you're on the positive side or the net, you know, our side of the playing field, the risk reward, tip pass, anything that could go wrong where they could get the ball on the plus side. As it turns out, we didn't have a great punt, which could have helped. You know, you hit a boomer there and you get them back to the, you know, 18, 16, 20, whatever. But that's not what happened. At the end of the day, we just had too many mistakes to win an NFL football game. That's what it boils down to.
What kind of mistakes did you see without looking at the film, obviously? Mm-hmm. What did you see in that last series that could have been correct?
Well, there's obvious ones, you know. There was a guy that got cut loose in coverage on one of the plays, but that isn't, you know, we tackled him and got, but just throughout the game, there was too many penalties at inopportune times. You know, we had our hands on some balls that we didn't catch. We were fortunate, too. There were some balls that they could have intercepted, and they didn't. So at the end of the day, we just didn't play well enough. We didn't coach well enough to win, and all that responsibility falls on me. I'm in charge, and We needed to play better to win, and it didn't happen. So,
first half, you guys seemed to be dominating defensively. You were getting pressure. You're getting penetration. What happened in the second half? Did they adjust? Did you guys not adjust well enough back to them? What happened?
Well, I think really the second half, you're talking about two drives. You know, I thought that, and I don't know what the numbers are, but a bulk of the yardage, the bulk of everything comes on those two drives. But they're two touchdown drives that win the game for them. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know.
What happened with Josh Freeman overall today, particularly in the first half? He finished like 14 of 34. He just seemed to be missing throws, hurrying himself a little bit. What did you see?
Well, I'll have to watch the tape, you know, to know exactly what the problems were. But it just seemed like he wasn't himself, wasn't in sync. But then yet he made some throws that you said, hey, there he is. So, you know, just didn't... We, as an offensive football team, didn't play the way we're capable of playing, and we made some really critical mistakes. And at the end of the day, you can't do that against, you know, a team in the National Football League. Doesn't work.
Danny Gore dropped the interception, which would have obviously won the game. But then in the next play, I guess there's 2 seconds. You're probably looking for Foles to do something on the edge, I would imagine. Run past that. Was Leonard supposed to get a jam on the receiver in that situation, or what's the coverage there?
Well, it's a red zone coverage that, you know, is designed for those type of plays. But, you know, they're trying to do what they're trying to do, too. So it's imposing wills, and their will won on this play, you know, by inches, but it won.
Greg, you guys have now lost 3 in a row. Has that changed the challenge for you and your staff to, you know, in the last 3 weeks to try to reestablish what you guys seem to have going a little earlier in the year?
Well, you know, I think our staff looks at it as there's one way to do this. And whether you're winning or you're losing, there's still one way to do this. As a leader, do you have to tweak some things, you know, because, you know, you're talking about human beings. You're not talking about machines, sure. But, you know, I'd be disappointed if there was a harder way to prepare and get ready than what we've been doing. You know, we try to do everything we can, turn over every stone. That's the way we operate. So we're going to continue to do that. But we have to do something. I have to do something to get them to get our football team to play better because we didn't play well enough to win, and that's my job.
How long was the conversation about the 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8 play? I mean, was it a lively conversation that we should do this? How about this? Or
we usually talk through those situations well before we get there. But then again, you can't take the football out of the game. You know, you have to feel what the momentum is. And although they had scored the previous drive, I felt good that we could rush the passer in a pass-only situation with no timeouts. And, you know, I decided to put the chips. You know, really, we thought that they might be playing and we could pop that one. That's either a feast or famine run. And it didn't pop. But again, knowing that it's a feast or famine. It's either first game, first down, and here we go, or we're going to punt the ball, and we resign ourselves to the fact that we're going to punt them down and play great defense, and they need to go score a touchdown, and we didn't do that.
Looked like there were a couple of maybe coverage busts at the end of the first half when you got to give up that touchdown to Foles on the run. The play before that, there was a big pass. What happened on those two plays?
There was a big pass. There was a mistake in coverage, and on the touchdown run by Foles, we had a mistake in a pressure. So yeah, two mistakes. That's what I mean. We made too many mistakes there. It's going to be, you know, and it's not. It's not mistakes because guys aren't working, guys aren't preparing. It's more mistakes of guys trying to do too much, guys trying to make, you know, you have to do your job. That's our whole mantra, do your job. And when sometimes we all, coaches, players, you know, you try to call too perfect a play, or you try to you know, do something as a player to make something happen. You can't do that. It's the ultimate team game for a reason. You have to do your job. And when you do that, it gives you a chance to win. Today we didn't do that consistently enough. And that's why we lost.
Do you have any of it on the fact that you're at the back of your depth chart at cornerback and a couple of other spots?
I missed the beginning
of
it.
Do you put any of it on the fact that you're at the back of the depth chart, the bottom of the depth chart with some of those positions?
Nobody cares about that. You know, that doesn't, I mean, it's the NFL. You play with the guys that you have, and I think the guys we have are good players. We just got to coach them better, and we got to get them ready to play and help them make plays.
Coach, any chance that, you know, all the talk and the celebration, the 2002 team, the Super Bowl team, these guys came out, your team, and wanted to do a little too much, play a little? I mean, did any of that, you think, affect them at all during the day, during the game, during the week?
I sure hope not. Yeah, I don't think. I could see why you asked the question, but I don't think. I mean, we had so much at stake, you know, during a football game. Right now, we're playing for a lot, and we just didn't do it well enough. So that's why we lost. Thanks, men.